Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll. Hey there, welcome back to Electric Pete, the podcast where we drive cleaner, think smarter, and follow the spark wherever it leads. Today's episode is a little different, as all my episodes are, but this one's not about a rider story. It's not about tips or Tesla quirks or even full self-driving. It's about something bigger. It's about why I drive. And more importantly, what I am driving toward. So buckle up, friends. Let me take you behind the wheel. All right, and behind the scenes of what powers Electric Pete. Now, I've been doing this rideshare thing for a while now. Over 45,000 rides, 4.99 rating, clean car, comfortable rides. But if you've been listening, you already know that. What you might not know is how I pay the bills, how I put food on the table, and how I fund something that means even more to me than the car I drive. I created the Electric Pete Driver Success System, or EPDSS, to help me earn more while driving fewer hours. It's not some course I'm selling. It's a system I built for me, because the game keeps changing. And until recently, Uber recently collapsed Comfort and Comfort Electric into Uber X here in Philly. That hit me hard. Lower fares and consistent tips. I had to adapt. So I built a system, one that lets me hit my daily target every day. So now, one that tracks my ride types, my idle time, segment goals, and helps me stay sane. So, the dream. The dream is what really gets me up in the morning. And that dream is something I call the Fossil Project. The Fossils Project. The Fossil Project. All of those, okay? I just wanted to say it three times because it sounds neat. It all started with a tile in 30th Street Station, a fossil in limestone, then another. And then as I educated myself on what fossils are, how they appear in limestone, like the limestone at 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, that helped me to recognize what the fossils look like. I took a picture of a whole wall and I saw fossils speckled all over that wall. Now, I thought, why doesn't everybody know about this? And all of my riders in my car, I asked them, and actually I got somebody last night on a Friday night who knew about the fossils. So now, I'm on a mission to build an app to help people find the fossils hidden in plain sight at 30th Street Station, to turn a forgotten corridor into a national conversation, just in time for Philadelphia 250 and USA 250, the 250th anniversary of our nation. This project means everything to me. It combines science, history, storytelling, education, even civic pride. But it's expensive, time-consuming, and it's not funded yet. So I drive. I build the dream, one ride at a time. Now, you've heard me talk about segment one, segment two, segment three. You know, I break my driving days into chunks. That's not for fun. That's because if I don't track it, I don't hit it. Some days I start with a destination ride to Center City, and that sets the tone on the app, the algorithm, all right, for the whole day. Other times I let my Uber wife, my Uber app, and I call her Ramona, wander after dark. I let her go wherever she wants, and maybe with a little prodding here and there. But I've noticed something. If I let her wander late at night, I start getting rides to places like Ardmore, Darby, Radnor, and Lafayette Hill. These are higher income areas, and you know what? They tip better. Always, but often. So that's part of the EPDSS too, ride pattern recognition, time versus tips, deadhead avoidance, comfort prioritization. It's part of how I work smarter, not harder. Because if I burn out, the dream burns out too. Now, here's where we are. Right now, I'm driving nights, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. I'm rebuilding my rhythm after Uber pulled the rug out. And honestly, it's working. My tips are up, my efficiency is up, and I'm carving out more mornings to work on the fossils project. That app, I want to build it by January 1st. I've got my copyright, I've applied for grants, I've got a possible radio segment lined up, and I'm working on merch, maps, fossil guides, field trips, even a mural. But I'm not asking for anything right now. I'm just letting you know, letting you in on the ride. Because Electric Pete isn't just a guy with a Tesla. Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete, signing off.